Katy Perry, Britney Spears, and Matt LeBlanc. Yeah, from Friends, back in the headlines. Let's recap the week that was. Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe checking in on Ralphie tonight. We'll start off with Katy Perry, who recently celebrated her 30th birthday. How did she celebrate exactly, Jordy?
Well, of course, Katy Perry, you know, goes above and beyond, and it's over the top in her performances and her daily life. So, of course, her 30th birthday would be no different. She went to Marrakesh, Morocco, where she rented out a whole resort, had all of her friends come. They played dress up. They had a huge party. But that wasn't all. She then whisked 70 of her friends off to Paris, where they had dinner on the top of the Eiffel Tower, which runs about $430 a person. And the whole total for her whole birthday shindig was about $500,000.
Wow, that is unbelievable. That's more than some people might make in a lifetime. And she just spent it on one birthday party that was one to remember, I'm sure, if she remembers any of it.
Doesn't she have a song about that?
She does have a song about that. Maybe that's why she went all out for the Dirty 30. Well, hey, if you got it, flaunt it, right? Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on Ralphie tonight. Britney Spears flaunting a new man. What's his deal? Give me some info on him, Jordy.
Well, apparently he seems to be a really good guy, but we definitely uncovered some facts about him that I feel like everyone should know. First of all, Britney is not the first celebrity he dated. He was linked to Maria Sharapova and Sophia Bush. He also, entertainment runs in the family. His dad is former NBC sports chairman Dick Ebersol.
Mm-hmm.
He is his own man. He's a producer on CNBC's The Prophet. He's also a humanitarian, and he's well-traveled. If you look at his Instagram, he's been to Tel Aviv and Telluride, Colorado very recently. So it seems like she's nabbed herself a pretty good guy.
We'll see how long these two last. We wish them the best. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe. Matt LeBlanc from Friends. This has nothing to do with a Friends reunion, right, Jordy?
No, I think this actually might be better, but who knew Matt LeBlanc would be in the news? He was out in Austin on Halloween, and he has a girlfriend, but that certainly did not stop him from getting cozy with many, many ladies. Our reporters caught him making out with two girls simultaneously, and then when he was done with them, he moved on to flirting with another woman. Typical Joey.
Well, you can read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Recap of the week that was. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe, have a great weekend.
You too.